tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
TV. We're here for the original season 3, episode 7, Out of Easy. I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer alongside our chat mistress, Tiana Hobson.
Hey, everyone. You can find me on Twitter at the Tiana Hobson. I'm also in the chat role right now. And Cal L. Kent just said that he's liking Jackson's new backbone. Hey.
I bet you feel the same way. The beautiful Katie Campbell.
Hi, guys. You can find me on Twitter at Katie E.E. Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell.
And we stole her once again. It's Sam Davidson.
Hey, guys. You can find me, Sam Davidson, on Twitter at SamD43.
Do you guys like this song opening we got here? It's late night, but we got the grooves going on here. I feel like grooves makes me sound older than I am. Like the grooves.
I know what? You're like 45 now?
Well, I don't know. Here's the problem. I've got my little sister, and she keeps, anytime we watch Vampire Diaries or Originals or anything, she's like, you're so old to be watching that show. And I'm like, no, I am not. I feel like I'm perfect age to watch it.
I will just say this. My mother still watches these shows, and we talk about them every week.
So if you're at home, and you're 60 years old, and you love the Originals, I love you even more, okay? Because tonight, we're in season 3, but it was a really good frickin' episode.
It really was.
We were all like doing the ooh. That's what we were doing.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Thanks, Steven. Ooh. Steven in the booth. I think he wants us to just clap a little more. People are missing that. Oh, that was good too. I'm loving the sound bites. Okay, what did we think overall of tonight's episode going across the board? T, how'd you feel?
I liked it. I thought that finally the plan feels like it's moving along and we're getting answers. And I love me some Originals. And I hate Aurora, but I love her.
No.
Because, I mean, that actress is just so good at being a crazy psycho ex.
Wait, she does this weird thing with her lips that I was trying to do during the show, and then I looked over and I was like, oh my god, are they watching me? This is so uncomfortable. She, like, says things with these perched lips.
And it curls a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I can't do it. I tried.
Yeah.
Is that good? No.
No.
I thought it really was good, and then I looked over at Sam, and Sam was like, like one eyebrow raised.
I don't even remember that, but now I do actually. Yeah. Brought it back.
Because my imitation was so spot on. Katie, how'd you feel about the episode?
I really liked it, but I feel like there's something bigger going on if everybody's telling their secrets. It's just getting a little bit more confusing, though, on who's on whose side and what's actually going on.
Even on our panel, it's confusing on who's on whose side.
I don't know whose side I'm on ever.
Right? I thought I knew you guys, and now I don't know you at all.
That's how I'm feeling.
It's really heartbreaking. Sam, how'd you feel?
Me too. I am confused, but I loved the Thanksgiving theme. It got me very excited for the holidays, and I was happy to actually see them sit down and eat, unlike the Vampire Diaries episode.
I'm going to give you about 15 seconds to talk about this problem, and then we cannot address the eating thing again. What's your deal with the eating thing?
Because Thanksgiving, you're supposed to eat.
But so you were just upset they didn't have the food on the Vampire Diaries, and on this you're happy that they have the food?
They sat down.
Well, here's the thing about the original family. They're very proper, and mm-hmm. It just makes sense that they would actually dine and kind of talk about their issues. And then Vampire Diaries, they just had to cut to the chase.
I mean, I did appreciate that they kind of poked fun at how a bunch of Brits were sitting at a table celebrating an American holiday about, you know, pilgrims fleeing England and stuff and coming over here and surviving a winter, so.
Yeah, I like that too. I like that we have the Originals and Trinity together. They're trying to be proper. This isn't really their holiday. It's like a strange little thing. It was very interesting. I'm watching this chat go off right now. I know we mentioned before that Tiana is the chat mistress, but in case you guys don't know because this is your first time tuning into the show, if you want, you can join us on Thursdays, 11 p.m. Pacific time, and you can actually talk to us live on YouTube. And you can talk to Tiana. She cares way more about you guys than she cares about us anyway, so she's going to show you guys some love.
I haven't heard the last 30 seconds of Roxy talking.
Makes perfect sense. Or you might be listening to us on iTunes. You can find us at AfterBuzzTV.com, all those great places. Wherever you are, leave us a comment. We read everything. I know that across the board. We love hearing what you guys have to say, and we really appreciate all of your support. Let's get into the episode tonight, guys. I feel like my heart was breaking for poor little Davina. I haven't felt like that for a while about her, honestly. Although, now that I said it out loud, maybe I said it a couple weeks ago. I felt really bad.
Listen, I felt bad for her, but I was really happy with the plan because it did kind of get her out of harm's way. And I feel
you
like
mean
that's
the Vincent
really,
Marcel team up?
Yeah, I feel like it was a little bit more important for the time being because these Strix people are tough and they're scary. And they if they have a plan for her, if she doesn't want to help them, they're going to kill her. So we had to do what we had to do. And I was thinking that's really a good plan.
But what about, like, Now that it's not Davina, aren't they just gonna get a new regent and then you have a whole witch who doesn't know anything about the wars who now you have to convince not to do what the Strix wants? Like, it doesn't fix their problem. It saves Davina, yes, and good for her, but it's not really a problem solver.
One problem at a time, T.
I mean, I'm thinking yeah. Big picture here. Just convince Davina, like, hey, let's come up with a different way if you pretending to help them, but not really until we can figure out.
Yeah. I think they weren't thinking ahead, but it's kind of scary when you're actually sitting here trying to think ahead because you don't know who could take her place and if they have bad intentions or whatever the case is.
100%.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, though, Davina's still so young, and that's why they had to do what they had to do. She wasn't listening to anyone. She was being so stubborn, and her power has gotten to her head in a way.
Yeah, she said, I don't run from anyone, and that was her deal, and Marcel tried to warn her, but I think what she was doing was fair. She was trying to stand her ground, and she was trying to help out all of the witches, and she didn't want to back down. That being said, it's not like Marcel or Vincent made something up. It's not like they planted something. She did that. She killed a bunch of witches, and that's against the rules, so in some ways, do you guys agree with me that she got what was coming a little bit?
Yes. But I agree with that, and I also wrote in my notes, well, if this was against the witch's rules, why did the ancestors continue to help her
mm-hmm.
when
they must
she went
known.
To them for help? Because they mm-hmm. would have known, and I feel like maybe that was a sign that she has some deeper bond in this witchhood where she's being shunned now, but in some way, like, they're going to need her back because the ancestors didn't cut her out, so.
Yeah. I think the people, though, that she killed deserved it. She was doing what she had to do.
Yeah.
But the son was so legitimate about the whole thing. He was never trying to kill her. He was just trying to out her for something that she did. She has to take ownership of this. And when Vincent finally turns to her and says, enough, Davina, kill a witch, lose your place among the witches, that's when it really clicked with me, like, ooh, wow. I really was looking at this just from Davina's perspective. I know she didn't mean to, but she slaughtered witches. Multiple witches. Not just that one. Innocent witches.
Yeah.
How can we stand by that?
Maybe she panicked, though, because she's so young she doesn't know how to handle the mm-hmm. fact that somebody was coming up against her and she was scared of what this, you know, Kara was going to be able to do. But I feel bad that she has no contact with the ancestors now or any witches at all.
That's the problem. I agree. There's a learning curve. But now she's shunned from the witches. She's not willing to go to the vampires. I guess maybe who she turned to? Haley, the wolves?
But, I mean, kind of to what Katie just said, too, that, you know, she has no one. She brought that on herself. And one of her biggest problems, and it's been an ongoing problem, is her attitude. When people don't agree with her, she jumps to extremes. Mm-hmm. And the lady, yeah, she tried to come at her.
But she tried to light on fire?
But you don't go slaughter, like, a whole family and a coven of witches over there because of one person.
Well, mm-hmm. she's turning, in a sense, into Klaus, who is who she hates most.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which is funny because you always become the person that mm-hmm. you're trying not to be, and she's trying to take Klaus down, and she hates him so much, and all this stuff in the name of Cole and bringing him back and for his good name or whatever, and she's turning into Klaus.
Couple mm-hmm. things in the chat right now. Kyle Kent says she has Josh, which is true. Josh, where are you at?
straight
up. We saw
up.
Him once.
Yeah, we did, but then he kind of fell off the face of Earth. And then Felicia Moore says, Davina didn't want to slaughter all the witches. Haley did that all on her own. How do you guys feel about that?
Haley's
disagree. Back was against the wall.
I disagree with that because she was forced to do it, and it was supposed to be just the one person. But then when everyone else came out, Haley was then left with no choice but to finish the job because there couldn't be witnesses of that.
She was in danger herself, though, too. The witches were coming mm-hmm. after Haley.
Yeah.
In that moment.
I agree with whoever just said that in the chat. Like, I think that it sucked, but it happened, and there wasn't really anything that they could have done unless die themselves.
Right. So, Davina, we end up seeing her. What was she sitting? Alone at the bar? Alone at a library?
Cafe. Diner.
It was devastating just watch her because, yes, we are talking. She has Josh, she has Marcel, she's got Haley. But at the end of the day, she is the character that I feel like is the most alone on this show. She's so young. She's so impressionable. And I'm worried about her future. Do you guys think you could possibly see her going dark?
Yes.
Yeah, she's already started going dark.
Worried for her. She is alone, but somebody else who's been a little bit of a lone wolf is Cammy. She's had a tough road ahead of her because she has a tough road ahead of her because she's a human and she is getting drained of all of her vervain. But she is a fighter, and I know that we had different opinions on Cammy across the board tonight, but I was pretty proud of her and impressed. I'm getting the Katie, like, yeah, you're coming to my team eyes.
I know. She's strong. I think she's always had a purpose on the show, and I've loved her from the beginning. I think, I don't know, she has just such a great story, and it's not over yet.
Probably the most gangster move of the entire episode is when she lobs off those fingers.
Mm-hmm.
I was that like, what? But then she really screwed up because, I don't know, I screamed this while we were watching the episode. Every elevator, every apartment building, in the event of an emergency, use the stairs and not the elevator. Why are you waiting around for an elevator when there's a dude in there and you're trying to escape? Go to the stairs. She had gone to the stairs, then what's-her-face would have come. Aurora would have shown up, and it wouldn't have been a big deal. She wouldn't have got caught.
I'm freaking out that she has her.
Yeah, I would have kept running out of the building. I wouldn't have waited for an elevator. I would have just kept running straight to Klaus's arms.
I'm low-key pissed. You're smart enough to lob off somebody's fingers, take their daylight ring, but you're not smart enough to take the stairs.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? She was in panic mode, and she did a very smart thing, and then she did a really stupid thing.
No, she had a moment that she should be like, wait, I'm in panic mode, but this is not the right thing. Because she was standing there for a second, like, mm-hmm. hanging out in front of the elevator.
Just holding the ring.
I think that this is just, like, me being really sappy, but then I kind of felt bad for Anton.
Oh. Why?
I did a little bit, too.
He was kind of a douche.
Yeah, but he probably, it's just the
could
poor
use
thing.
The fingers? He's no. a vampire. He'll be okay.
Well, he's dead now. He got murdered.
Oh, yeah, well, because Klaus did that.
Yeah, I didn't feel bad that he lost his fingers. Okay, you lose your fingers. I felt bad because Klaus came in and was like,
well, I loved that.
Well, just a general vampire question, though. If someone cuts your finger off, does it grow back?
I kind of figured it would, but your daylight ring wouldn't, I think is the point.
Right, but his finger would come back?
I think his finger would come back.
I
think, you don't know?
I think it would just heal over, like...
Like a stub?
Yeah.
Maybe.
You just wear it on a different finger.
Maybe. Your whole deal with this, because we haven't talked ships in a while, and I got to check in with everybody. So right now, Katie, you love this scene because you want Clamille so bad.
I just love them. I feel like Klaus is just this character who doesn't really, I don't know, it would be a long time before he had some kind of a functioning relationship. Nothing like that, but he has so much love for her, and I know that she cares about him, too.
She knows, guys. She knows.
I know. No, but I just love to see him stand up for her like that, and he's always going to protect her. There's always going to be that soft spot in his heart, and I think that she's just somebody for him that is somebody that he needs or balances well with him. You know, she definitely affects him, and I think that he, in a way, affects her, and I just loved seeing him in that moment, like, freak out about where Cammy is, because he'll always care, and it'll always be a motivator for him.
Sam, checking in with you, where your ship lies right now?
I'm with Katie. At the end of the day, I think that Klaus needs a human to kind of anchor onto, to keep a little bit of his humanity in check.
Okay.
I can see it. I'm just gauging at the
chat roll is going heavy with some. I saw a Claire line. I see a couple Clamils. I see a Chlorora. I can't.
Chlorora.
Sounds like a cleaning product. There's a lot of Clamil love going on in here.
Yeah, and a lot of Clamil love, but we would be mistaken if we didn't mention what happened with Haley tonight, because she is the basis of a lot of ships right now. We see that she is on the rocks with Jackson, which this side of the table is kind of freaking out about. That side of the table couldn't care less about.
No, I care about it, but I kind of think that Jackson has a point.
Thank you.
I do.
It's Turkey Day.
I know. I feel bad for Jackson because he clearly loves her. I'm always going to be Halijah, but he clearly loves her.
Welcome to the light side, Katie.
Listen, Halijah is still in my heart forever, and I believe in that. But I think that I feel bad for him because she's just, you know, going whatever they say she goes to do.
He's home with Hope, and he's just sitting there, and he's like, just don't make today a fight. But I will say.
And they have so much to be thankful for right now was what I was thinking in my head, which is very cliche and cheesy. But think about it. They were cursed as wolves. They're back. They're together as a family again. And it's like, hey, like, let's just take a day off and spend time with our little family here because we should be thankful we even get to do this right now.
And he cooked her dinner. Here's the thing, though. She made a good point about trying to get Rebecca back because Rebecca took Hope for so long.
Mm-hmm. Which I thought was so legitimate. I hear what you guys are saying, and I really do like Jackson, but he was being a little basic tonight. He was being a little basic. Here's the deal. I know you want your Thanksgiving. Rebecca is missing. So much is going on. Haley has to do what she has to do. And this is her family also. You have to understand that. So I felt like she was where she needed to be. And what was she supposed to do? Just leave? No, how's she going to explain that to Hope? How's she going to look in the mirror and decide that she didn't care what happened with Rebecca? She didn't care what happened with them.
I just don't think that what she went there and did, she wasn't necessary. If she had gone there and was actually biting people and giving wolf bites.
But she didn't know that.
I mean, she didn't know what was going to happen, right. But she also, like, she didn't do that much. Like, Freya could have handled Aurora with her magic and stuff.
I don't know. I mean, I think also that, like, you know, Rebecca was so important to Hope and getting her and keeping her safe. And so Jackson should, if he loves Hope and if he loves Haley, he should get it. And he just doesn't. And
I think he just wants Hope to have a mom.
Yo, he left. He picked up and left.
I freaking wanted to applaud him when he did that.
Applaud him. I wanted to stab him.
No. Rude.
He left on Thanksgiving and he left Hope, who's like his.
She left.
His reason to be upset, but I don't think he should have left for the whole holiday season.
To go to the bayou with his real family.
That's rude.
That's some serious tea.
I just think it was finally time that Jackson grew a backbone and said something to Haley because she's always been one foot in, one foot out with him.
That's
she
true.
She says that he is her family, but then as soon as the Michelsons call, which, yes, they had a good reason for calling, but how long is that going to last? Is that going to happen for the rest of their lives? He's finally saying, look, I get it. That's your family, too, but you're treating me like crap. I'm not going to take anymore, so I'm going to go be with people who like me.
Which I think is so legitimate if you're not in a supernatural relationship. Like, he talks to her the way that I feel like two humans would talk. Like, listen, in an ideal world, you would spend Thanksgiving together and she would be able to be home. But sometimes it doesn't happen, Jackson. Just love her for who she is. At the same time, I see the flip side of that. She's never going to appreciate and respect what she has if he doesn't teach her. So I'm kind of torn.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say he needs to teach her a lesson. I'm just saying that I think that he's been treated like crap from her a lot, and he's kind of gone along with it and played nice. And he finally just was like, look, I've had enough of this. I need some space, and they need to work some stuff out. I just think it's a good kind of break for them to have right now.
He says that she always needs to run back to the Michelsons. I think that probably made a lot of Claylee fans freak out and a lot of Halijah fans freak out.
Where do you guys lie on that? You think that that's true, that she's going back for these brothers, or do you think she's going back legitimately to help Rebecca?
I think she's legitimately going back to help Rebecca. I'm still Halijah, but I don't think that has anything to do with what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. She's just going back for Rebecca. She's a good person. She's made a connection with her. Rebecca's made a connection with Hope. And she's part of Hope now, and Haley's part of Hope.
Mm-hmm. T, you think she went back for Rebecca or because of the brothers?
Oh, I definitely think she went back for Rebecca.
I always repeat the question because I know that.
Because I wasn't paying attention to anything. Yeah. I was looking at everyone saying, die, Jackson, bye, dog.
I desperately need it to be explained to me why people don't like Jackson's character, because I think he's such a great character. Mm-hmm. None of this has to do with me not liking the character. I just don't know if this relationship is working in the way that it is right now. I don't get it. I don't get it. But Haley does. She decides to go help the team, whether they needed her or not. They definitely needed something tonight because dinner was a disaster. Rebecca's missing. Her presence was so greatly needed. I wanted Claire Holt just to be like, surprise, here I am from the ocean. Knew it wouldn't happen. But Freya, from Freya looking for her, Freya was like a frantic mess tonight. I feel so bad. She doesn't really fit in because nobody's trying to kill her. Nobody's trying to save her. Like,
but she got a little, you know, edgy and badass with it a little bit tonight. And I was like, all right. She's like, now that I've cursed the room so no one can hear the screams, let's get to business. I was like, okay, Freya. All right.
You know, the her and Haley team up for that was just, yeah. I would have pissed my pants if I was Aurora.
Oh, gosh.
But girlfriend was laughing.
But Aurora can, like, out-crazy Freya's crazy any day, so.
When we were in the Vampire Diaries show before this, I took a screenshot of this to read to you guys in the chat. They were talking. This was from P. Halliwell, said, from a new EW article, we almost didn't create the long-lost original sibling Freya because we had a pitch that Enzo would be a long-lost Salvatore sibling at the same time.
We talked about him possibly being a sibling last season on Vampire Diaries.
Which is interesting because now that we have Freya, it's like we're not exactly certain what to do with her, but I am starting to really feel like her character is a staple that I enjoy seeing there, especially because she's got the witchy stuff going on.
Yeah, I find her extremely valuable and just, like, kind of nice to watch. She's been gone for so long. She's trying to make up for lost time, and that's always fascinating to watch.
And she always wanted the family.
Mm-hmm. And she's proving herself. She's working so hard to get Rebecca back. She's almost working harder than anybody else. Mm-hmm. The brothers think they're working hard, but I feel like they have crap plans right now. Like, can somebody explain to me legitimately, what was this plan? Inviting them over for Thanksgiving dinner?
I think Halijah wanted to pretend that they were going to all be on the same team, so let's share secrets. But then in reality, Klaus and Halijah wanted to have their own plan against how they were going to take them down, because you can't trust them, and I don't think they trust them. So they were going to pretend we're going to share secrets and talk about how we're going to, defeat this prophecy.
They call out the Trinity real quick. They're like, P.S., before we start this dinner, Lucy and Tristan, you guys are working together, we know. Like, so fast. I was expecting them to try to catch them in a lie. They were just like, all right, we know this, so let's move on. Like, we only have 42 minutes of TV right now, so we got to get there. Which I was surprised about. Were you guys surprised at all that they just took it there?
I mean, I liked that they just put it all out there. Like, let's not have a stupid dinner. Let's just get things on the table and start talking.
I wasn't surprised about that as much as I was surprised about Tristan saying what their plan was to put them asleep so they know that they're safe. I was surprised he told that secret.
Yeah, I was surprised about that, too. Well, he said in an ideal world.
Admitting it, kind of, basically.
But, I mean, they already knew. Well, Klaus already knew because Aurora told him last week. So I don't think it was really news that.
Are you guys sensing the whole vibe with Trinity kind of freaks me out? Are you guys sensing incestual vibes with Aurora and Tristan?
Yes.
Like, elaborate so I don't have to, because. So let me just throw this on you so you get all the comments.
Okay, fine. I guess I'm just a guest this week, so I'll take it. I mean, for sure, it goes more than them being brothers and sisters, but they are both so attractive, and so it's, like, kind of hard to not picture them.
But do you feel like she is into Klaus too, and she's just into a lot of people, because I kind of almost felt like she was into Lucien tonight, where she's like, hello, long lost friend. Mm-hmm. It's like, you look so, like, is everybody into Aurora? Is she into everybody?
She had a thing with Lucien. She had to have had one.
Well, but, we saw him pining over her.
But, you know, that time that they were all gone and missing, I'm sure that they had something, the way that they were looking at each other tonight. I mean, the way that she was looking at him in return, because yes, he did pine over her back then, but I think she's obsessed with Klaus to the point of craziness. You are crazy jealous, and oh, it's making me mad.
Katie's not a fan of the jealousy.
I mean, no. Just to play the other side of it, it could not be incest, but a more elevated type of relationship between, like, similar to Klaus and Rebecca's, where Rebecca has some sort of undying loyalty to her brother, no matter how cruel or what he does. She always kind of came back and defended him. And if someone were to take him, she'd be the first one to be like, no, give me my brother back. Could be an elevated or heightened version of that relationship.
Maybe.
Just throwing it out there. I definitely get, like, some Lannister vibes going on from the two of them.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, there's the other side.
I feel you, but when we broke off into those torture duos tonight, last week I'm saying to you guys, Aurora's the least crazy of them all. She's totally got it. The guys are way crazier. Her with Haley, like, as Haley bites her and as Freya, and she's like, this tickles, whatever. Crazy ass bitch. Yeah,
that line was amazing. She said something, you know, like, I haven't felt pain since the 1700s. It kind of tickles. Like,
that was a great line.
Yeah.
I might use that in life.
Here's how much I know I dislike her. In that moment when Haley threatened to bite her and she said, that's fine because I'll just laugh and look at your face when Klaus heals me, I was just like, oh, I want Clayley over Clorora. I just was like, I'm not even a Clayley fan, and just get out of here because Haley has a better bond with Klaus than you. I'm mad.
Yeah, I could see that. That was a weird torture sequence. But then we also had the Lucien Klaus one. It was weird that they didn't take their sires. So Lucien Elijah one, and Tristan. Then the Tristan Klaus, and Tristan and Klaus with the, and then Lucien going and giving them the medallion. Like, everybody, all the moves they were making, I was like, I can't tell who's in it for what. Who's aligned anymore?
It was messy.
It was messy, but I like that they didn't take each other's lines. But then the conversation that the other one's lines kind of planted a seed in both of their heads of like, well, why don't, have you thought about this? Like, why don't you put your brother, your siblings to sleep for a year and then wake them up? And the other one like, well, do you really think that it's weird that Klaus didn't question Aurora more? Like, they both planted the seed in the other brother's head about making them turn on each other.
And that's their plan.
Yeah. I think that they're still working together, and this is that Klaus and Elijah are just playing into their plan even more.
But then we find out about the whole freaking the letters with the longitude and the latitude, and we realize that Lucien, although Lucien and Tristan have paired up, Tristan's loyalty is actually to Aurora, and Aurora's to Tristan, even though hers might be to Klaus, and he doesn't know about the longitude, latitude. He didn't even know that she had Rebecca. Like, who's on the outs right now? Is it Lucien? Is it Elijah?
Everyone's just out for themselves, so they're going to protect each other as best they could. And the unfortunate thing for Lucien is that he's not blood related to anyone here. Everyone else has some sort of blood to maintain an ally with, and he doesn't have blood to any of these people. So he is kind of the lone wolf, which means that he has to have deals with everyone to protect himself.
So did you believe him when he gave Klaus the medallion and said, because I don't, I nobody is really on my team, and I got to show my allegiance to you.
I half believe him.
I think he's sitting on a fence, and he's trying to play everybody so he sees where he should go to just stay alive.
Yeah, I want to say yes, I believed him, but probably not. It's stupid.
Like, the fact that he handed over the medallion makes me think, okay, I can believe him, but then the other fact is, why did he hand over the medallion? Is there actually something we don't know about the medallion that it actually needs to be in Klaus's possession for it to work? And there's just, we don't know how the medallion's going to play out. So he could be setting Klaus up by giving him the medallion.
So they're trying to get Klaus to be the one to stay awake and medallion the siblings, so the siblings for 1 year, because that's how long the prophecy takes. Why did they pick Klaus? Because he's the one that they think would do it? Why wouldn't they pick Elijah?
Elijah wouldn't do that to his siblings, and Klaus would.
Klaus has daggered them before. Maybe they know that.
Like a bunch of times.
Yeah.
I love it. I have to just announce Marissa in the booth is writing us messages. Have no fear. Marissa is here. We love our trusty engineer, Marissa. Thanks. I appreciate the backup and the support.
Also, I'm just very confused because they laughed when Elijah and Klaus were like, well, why don't we just compel them to give us the information? They're like, ha, 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 you daft little dummies. Like we would come here unprotected anymore.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
That was better than my...
I don't know what you're doing.
My aurora of some sort.
You just ruined it. It's cool.
Oh.
Just joking. Okay. I love you.
I see what happened.
But, you know, they can't be compelled. How can they not be compelled? Why don't we know the answer to that? Where did the werewolf...
what's the deal with that?
Vervain, like, where did Lucian's thing of werewolf concealer come from? I can't remember the word I'm trying to think of. And then there was one other thing that happened.
What? Like, werewolf? The antidote?
Yeah, the antidote. I called it concealer. It conceals a werewolf by, like,
they
butter.
They have tricks up their sleeve, but also remember they could be taking vervain every day a little bit.
But doesn't that still not work with originals?
No.
Originals, they should be able to trump all. Like, even if they have
something else.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I feel like I'm dead serious that in this underground tunnel that they have going back and forth with each other, that they are testing a bunch of stuff. Like, they have test lab rats going on. Katie, what's up?
Akhil Sompali said Cammy is a vampire now. Do you think that's what Aurora did?
That was going to be one of my predictions tonight.
I'm freaking out.
Oh my god, I'm in a full-blown panic.
That'd be dope.
No!
But then who's our human?
She's gotta stay
Vincent.
Human.
Maybe Tyler can come back on.
Josh?
No.
All right. There's something else I want to talk about, though, because we'll save that for predictions. Okay. We'll get a little bit more there. But we do get this one moment at the very end as Elijah's looking at the dinner table, and you can see that he flashes back to the prophecy he had when he bit Alexis's neck, whatever it was, and he sees the table all messed up just like that. And we are supposed to believe that this prophecy is slowly coming true. How did you guys feel about that moment?
It scares me, but I also know if there's one thing I know about prophecies, guys, because all of the supernatural stuff I'm into. The prophecy will be what you make of it. Mm-hmm. Just because you see the table, you don't know if that was a good fight. Like, in the prophecy, it made it seem like maybe the brothers had fought and that's how the table got messed up. We didn't know that there was other people there. So you never really know the full prophecy, and you choose your own fate and what the outcome will be.
I'm a little scared about it, but then I started trying to come up with a way that it wouldn't scare me, as Elijah somehow in the back of his subconscious was thinking, oh, let's have a Thanksgiving dinner because he saw this in his prophecy.
Oh, that's true. Like, he's making the future happen based on what he saw.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, Elijah, we've learned he seems so sane, but he's crazier than, like, a lot. You know, he has this history. He's forgotten a lot. He's been, you know, what was it with Catherine and stuff, like Esther, like wiped his memory of sorts. Tatia. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, he could easily be self sabotaging, like some subconscious way.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Work of Art 6 in the chat role said, what if the prophecy is actually just about the Trinity and not the OGs?
Which could be really interesting. But we always talk about the prophecies. That's the problem with them, is that you can see what's going to happen, but you don't really know how. By friend, by foe, by family, that could happen with the OGs.
And could they just, what if the prophecy is for the OGs, but they change it to be the Trinity, you know?
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe. Interesting. And also, the other strange moment for me was when Klaus, I'm loving watching Klaus and Elijah together again, and their dynamic is always great, but when Elijah says to him, brother, are you in love with her? And Klaus is like, it doesn't matter. I felt like he said that because I honestly don't think he knows the answer anymore to who he loves. I think he's so confused at this point.
You know, I feel like whatever they had was a long time ago, and they're both not the same people slash vampires that they were back then.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't get into it.
I think they have really good sex still, and that could be Claude. They're very passionate.
No joke. I legitimately think that's part of it. Like, when he grabbed her face, you think he's going to rip the throat out, and then he, like, thinks about it for a second, then just makes out with her. I'm like, I get it.
Yeah. So he gets asked that question, and then 2 seconds later, we see him on the phone leaving Cammy a message saying, I need to know you're safe.
Yes.
That's true.
So I do think he's conflicted right now, and I mean, having an ex pop back into your life after 1,000 years of you thinking that she never loved you and all that stuff, like, that's going to bring some real feelings back for you, and he's got to have some time to kind of figure out what's going to happen.
Yeah, but when you put the two of them together, Cammy is such a better choice because Aurora is doing things with Rebecca right now that it's, you know, she's upsetting him. She's crazy.
But everybody in the chat's agreeing about the sex, dude. They all think
crazy
that,
sex.
Yeah, crazy sex. They bang well.
But, like, what are these episodes that she keeps having?
I don't know. I don't know.
We don't want her to have another episode.
Let's talk about this. We have a lot to talk about in predictions, so let's get there.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Marissa's on it. Okay, here I have a bunch of questions for you guys, and then whatever other predictions you have, I would love to hear them. So Kinney was let free because he had been compelled to forget. It was, like, so sad. We saw what happened last week. Like, yeah. You have a miserable life, whatever it is. Cammy has now escaped. If she does somehow get out of Aurora's clutches and goes to Kinney, if she talked to Kinney, would Kinney be able to remember these things? Or because he's compelled, even if he's reminded, he can't remember? Like, wouldn't she have backup in the police force then?
I don't think that he'll remember them being kidnapped and stuff. He'll remember meeting Cammy and knowing mm-hmm. her, but he won't know about
about arresting her.
I feel so bad about that whole situation. I feel like if it was to be right, this wrong to be righted, I feel like Cammy could convince Klaus to tell Lucien to take that compulsion off.
Okay. What are you thinking, Sam?
I mean, they could also turn him into a vampire and the compulsion would go away and he would remember.
That's true. Speaking of turning into a vampire, I want to hear your predictions on what the heck Aurora's doing with Cammy. She's in the trunk.
Well, I mean, Aurora got to meet Klaus's baby mama tonight and she got to meet his current, like, crush boo thing. And she did not take either meeting very well.
No.
So
I keep hearing about this Cammy person.
Yeah. That's the second time you've said her name.
Who's this Cammy person? Sam, I feel like it got better that time, no?
With the hands.
Who's Cammy person, no?
So what I'm going to say is that I don't think she's going to do anything good because Klaus has her brother, so now she has leverage over Klaus, but also she's jealous of Cammy. So she's probably going to torture her a bit.
Oh, Brittany says, what if Aurora compels Cammy into breaking Klaus's heart just like Elijah did to her?
Oh.
That got some ooh-ahs. Ooh.
And my heart can't take this.
All right, what do we have across the board? What are their predictions? I want to hear about Davina, too.
Can I say one from the chat?
Yeah.
Death Dare Pair 6 Bailey said, I predict the originals won't die because it's their show.
Yep, good one.
I think it's Dare Ape.
Oh.
Dare Aper.
Sorry, everything's coming so fast and I can't read.
Well, you know, something... I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Something, too, that was in the prophecies was about this beast that was coming. And I feel like there has to be something else going on besides this Trinity trying to save themselves against the originals. What if there is something huge coming and... Who is it?
Dude, Hope has been on the down low this season. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, Hope's going to be like 4 or 5 year old.
So you think Hope is going to be the beast?
I don't know.
I think that Cammy could be the beast because why would Aurora want to turn her into a vampire so Klaus could have her forever? That's exactly the opposite of what she wants. What if somehow this beast, like, you know, it's in a whatever, a stone, an amulet, and she puts it into Cammy and Cammy turns bad.
What if Davina's the beast?
She's not the Beast. She'll take down the Beast.
Or okay. People have been guessing about Henry.
Henry.
Yeah.
The Beast. The chat roll says that a lot. Yeah.
Okay. Any other predictions across the board before we get out of here? I can't believe we're not going to have an episode next week.
I know, but have a happy Thanksgiving. I hope yours is better than the originals.
Especially you, Sam. I hope that the food is on the table and it gets to be eaten instead of us just seeing it there. I really hope that.
Me too. I'll eat it. Don't worry.
So we are going to try to steal you again. But in the meantime, where can the people find you?
Thanks so much, guys. You can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com or on Twitter and Instagram at samd43.
You guys can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with three E's. Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. I have a vlog and a new video coming out tomorrow. It's going to be fun and you should check it out.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TheTianaHobson and on Snapchat at Tiana_Hobson.
She sends good snaps.
I do sometimes when I'm drunk. And thank you to everyone who's been in the chat roll. You guys are great, and I love you all, even when you say you hate Jackson and you want him to die. I love you still, because I'm a good person, and I'm thankful for you.
Yeah, speaking of which, you guys are so amazing. You guys can always find us at AfterBuzzTV.com, YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV, on iTunes, on SoundCloud, wherever you are. Give us that thumbs up, that 5-star, and write a comment. We love hearing what you guys have to say. I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me at Roxy Stryer. And until 2 weeks from now...
December 3rd.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.